Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your Savage Coach, Dina Samuel here. Join me on my podcast where we will be talking about digital marketing. We'll talk about motherhood, freelancing, entrepreneurship, family life, what else? Sales strategies, anything really. Please join me on this adventure. It's going to be so much fun. I promise to be crazy upfront and honest and authentic to all of you. Again, Dina Samuel here, and welcome. This is the Savage Coach Podcast. Hey, everybody. It's your Savage Coach, Dina Samuel here. Guess what? I turned 34 today. Wow. Officially getting older again. Older. And I can't be more grateful, right? Super grateful. I mean, I've had a very restful day. I slept the whole day. No festivities and no fancy celebration. Literally, I slept the whole day. Well, in the afternoon, we did some, you know, gardening. But really, I'm super grateful. I can't think of any word to like describe this day, but really super grateful. And you've probably heard that word, you know, gratitude, grateful, a lot of times here in my podcast. And my God. Well, it's safe to say that it's my most favorite word. It's my religion. It's how I live. I mean, and yeah. I'm super blown away by the messages of love and I don't know. But I'm really grateful. So for everyone who, you know, took a few minutes to like send me a message, thank you so very much from the deepest corner of my heart. Sobrang salamat. Wala. a few days ago, I think, yeah, Saturday, Savage Society surprised me with sobrang riot, you know, Zoom party. We were celebrating our 2-peat win from the challenge that we're doing inside the Freelance Movement Tribe. And they shocked me with tons of, you know, greetings from my family, my pamangkins, my closest friends, even my mentors, right? So I'm super grateful for that. Anyway, guys, for today's episode, I actually thought of sharing some of the biggest realizations I had over the past 5 years, you know, from quitting my 9-to-5 job to now working from home full-time and managing a digital marketing agency. And at the same time, you know, coaching 180-ish, you know, super amazing freelancers inside Savage Society, you know. Really, the whole day I have been like super contemplating and asking myself, and you know, while this is truly a super tough one to answer, I have listed down three top lessons, and these are the ones that hugely helped me in growing my business and my personal life also. And I'm sharing these three lessons because I know majority of my network right now are business owners, local contractors, freelancers, right? And I thought these are the, yeah, anyone who wanted to start a business or on the verge of, well, starting a business. All right. So I need you guys to, like, if you could pay attention, would be great. But really, whether in life or business, okay, we have no job in convincing others, okay? We have no business trying to convince anyone of anything ever, right? And I'm saying this because I have been doing sales my whole life. I mean, the past 5 years, you know, since that day when I commit to myself that I wanted to build my own business, I realized that sales is just really a conversation, okay? It is a conversation. Sales is a conversation and not the, you know, I will convince this person to buy, I will convince this person to get my offer and whatever. There has been like a huge, huge mindset shift, really. A lot of unlearning that I did, especially the first year, right? Because I'm used to like the sell approach. Always be selling, always be closing, right? But I'll say this again. Sales is just a plain conversation. And I mean this with all my heart, right? The past 5 years that I have been jumping into strategy calls, consultation calls with prospects and clients, I've come to realize that it is always easier to be an active listener, you know, asking questions to learn about the other person, about their business, about their struggles, and showing empathy, you know, caring for what they're up against and be their supporter for whatever they decide to do. And that's whether taking the next step to get together or on separate ways. I swear. I mean, it's been such a breeze to be on that position versus convincing and always convincing them to believe in you, to get your services, to partner up with you, to hire you, or whatever comes close to, you know, those things that I've just said, okay? So, sales is, it's an honest and pure conversation, you know? Just like you would have with any other person in your life. It's that simple. It's that simple, right? That's number one. Number two is that, you see, I was fortunate. I'm very fortunate that I was able to scale my business from $59,000 last year to $103,000 this year by doing this one simple thing consistently. I hope you guys can like pay attention to this because I really believe in my heart and soul that if everyone just do this, like, results are just on the other end of, you know, the corner. Okay. So this one simple thing that I've done, I have been doing consistently,
is that I showed up every day for the past 3 consecutive years. Let me repeat that. I showed up every day for the past 3 consecutive years. And with that, know that this is really a game of patience and genuinely loving every step of the process. Okay? Nope, it's not the results, but the daily hustle, living your mission. And that mission should be very clear in your head. What is your mission, right? And I really believe that what counts the most here also is accepting the fact that this thing is harder than being employed. At least to me, right? It's way, way harder than being employed. You know, you are working for your dreams and not for somebody else's dream, you know. So as early as now, you might as well accept the fact that this can get crazy and messy, even boring and sickening, right? Then the next second, you're crazy high again, right? Then in a snap of a finger, it's hitting rock bottom again. But despite of it all, you know, you love it. You find happiness on it, on the journey, on the process. Because in between joy and stress and victory and depression, you know your solid ground. You know your mission, right? And that leads me to the third or the last lesson that I wanna share to you guys, that it is very important to always be in the state of constant gratitude. Be in the state of constant gratitude. Okay, being grateful for every piece of this journey. That whenever you are in the state of giving up, right, you know what to do. You know what to do. And that is, you drag yourself, you drag every fiber of your being into that ground of gratitude. The way that I do it, like literally, I think of how blessed I am as a child, that I grew up to a loving and very nurturing parents, you know. Strict disciplinarians for sure, but they keep me grounded. They showed me how hard work is being done. They are constantly supportive. They showed me how it is to share themselves despite poverty, you know, despite not having everything, despite everything. And that I'm very grateful. That alone is my solid ground. Like just imagining and thinking about those ugly years, you know, those hard years when both of my parents would wake up very early in the morning. They'd you know, for sure, they'd cook breakfast for us, send us to school. You know, those bits and pieces of memories, they keep me grounded. And those are really my solid ground. Every time that I am in the face of difficulty and you know, I think about those things. And I really consider those as you know, my state of being blessed. All right. Also, of course, having good health, having a roof in our head, being able to sleep beside my son and my husband. These are the things that that matters the most. You know, random kindness from strangers, being able to help others. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, I know in my heart that I can surrender everything because I've done my best. That's it. That's it for this episode. Okay. Well, happy birthday to me. Thank you guys for being so supportive. Thank you guys, and I'll see you guys again. I'll talk to you guys again. Love and light. Savage Coach Dina Samuel. Bye-bye.